Traffic lights out and about in Johannesburg today, starting off with central Johannesburg. That's courtesy of load shedding. It's visiting quite a few areas this morning, including the likes of Greater Randburg, as well as Rand Park Ridge as well, this morning affected by load shedding. It seems to be those are the main areas. For any other traffic problems that you may encounter, you can tweet us at UJFM Breakfast.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
For UJFM News, I am Michelle Mugale. The ANC MP who accused Julius Malema of abusing his wife Mantua has now apologized to the EFF leader. Boy Mamapulo had been served legal papers by Mrs. Malema, giving him until close of business this past Wednesday to retract his comments. He's snuck in an official apology via social media in the early hours of this morning. His climb down comes just a day after Malema apologized for an allegation that he made against President Cyril Ramaphosa, accusing him of abusing his late former wife. Ramaphosa kicked off the apologies in the National Assembly yesterday, where he rebuked politicians for trivializing gender-based violence for political gain.
To using issues such as these, as it was used also against you, to politicize and to trivialize an important issue that affects so many women in our country. All of us need to engage in this struggle against gender-based violence.
Eskom has announced stage 2 load shedding will continue until Sunday morning. The power utility resumed implementation of rolling blackouts due to shortage of capacity and loss of some of their units overnight. Eskom says this is necessary in order to replenish their reserves to better prepare for the coming week. Spokesperson Skonati Manjanja.
I've had some increased losses in terms of unplanned outages or breakdowns, which then necessitates that we extend load shedding to that day. We now have 12,225 generating units out on unplanned breakages.
And finally, President Donald Trump has scorned the Best Picture Oscar for South Korean film Parasite, asking how a foreign movie could get the honor. Parasite, a dark comedy exploring class divides, made history by becoming the first non-English language film to win Hollywood's biggest annual prize.
And the winner is a movie from South Korea. What the hell was that all about? We got enough problems with South Korea, with trade. On top of it, they give him the best movie of the year. Was it good? I don't know. You know, I'm looking for like, where, let's get Gone with the Wind. Can we get like Gone with the Wind back, please?
And you know the interesting? When I did it, and I was really being tough, and so was he, and we were going back and forth.